Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Verses 9. Nayete Rathrama Prayo Dharma Netur Mahatmana Shantasya Samachittasya Vibhriya Dutava Tidet. A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept the symbols of a sannyasi such as the Tridanda and Kamandalu. According to necessity, he may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. A peaceful, equipoised person
who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept symbols of a sannyasi, such as the Tridanda and Kamandalu. According to necessity, he may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them.
There are four stages of renounced order of life: Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. Here, Srimad Bhagavatam considers Paramahamsa among the sannyasis. The Mayavadi impersonalist sannyasis cannot attain Paramahamsa stage. This is because of their impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan iti sabdaye. The Absolute Truth is perceived in three stages, of which Bhagavan, realization of the Supreme Personality Godhead, is meant for Paramahamsas. Indeed, Srimad Bhagavatam itself is meant for Paramahamsas, Paramanirmasaranam Satam. Unless one is in the Paramahamsa stage, he is not eligible to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. For Paramahamsas or sannyasis in the Vaishnava order, preaching is the first duty. To preach, the sannyasis may accept the symbols of sannyas such as danda and kamandala, or sometimes they may not. Generally, the Vaishnava sannyasis, being Paramahamsas, are automatically called Babajis. They do not carry a kamandalu or danda. Such a sannyasi is free to accept or reject the marks of sannyas. His only thought is, where is there an opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness? Sometimes the Krishna movement sends its representative sannyasis to foreign countries where the danda and kamandalu are not very much appreciated. We send our preachers in ordinary dress to introduce our books and philosophy. Our only concern is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. We may do this in the dress of sannyasis or in the regular dress of a gentleman. Our only concern is to spread interest in Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Talakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tatvaya Sivarave Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stabitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Bhuta Kadamayana Svapadatam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Kadadara Sri Akadu Kora Bhaktavaya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So sannyasi or sannyas means one who has given all material designations. He has developed his consciousness. Now we are in fallen consciousness. We are in material consciousness. We are in body consciousness, which is a fallen state for the soul. The soul is very exalted. The soul is full of good qualities. The soul is blissful by nature. By nature we are blissful. But somehow we have forgotten our nature. Our consciousness is contaminated. Many times in Vaishnava literature, this story is being told of what is conditioned life, what is liberated platform. Spiritual consciousness is liberated platform. Liberation from three modes of material nature. Liberation from bodily concept of life. So that means the soul has to give up. You cannot be without designations, because we are not, suppose you give up your connection with the body, then what are you? Either you are servant of Maya or servant of Krishna. There is nothing like you are free from Maya and you are not servant of Krishna. That is not true. That means it may look like Mayavadi sannyasis, they look like they are liberated because they have no material desires. Because they are not attached to Krishna. I left this, I left that, I am renounced, I am Atma. But Atma activities are there. The spiritual activities are there. So unless you are in spiritual activities, how can you be a liberated person? Just by saying, I have given up sex life, I have given up properties, I have given up family, so I am a liberated soul. That means he has false ego. False ego means he has given up gross attachments. But the subtle attachments like adoration, distinction, profit, if anybody is looking for recognition, then we still have subtle anartha. I am different from everybody else. But we are not at all different from anybody else, because everybody is spirit soul. But unless we become a humble servant of Krishna, it is said, Vidyagane Sampanne Brahmane Gavyasthine Sini Cheva Swapakecha Pandita Kamadakshina. A very learned man, a very realized soul, decorated all good qualities, but he doesn't think himself to be any special. He says that anyone who becomes a Krishna devotee, they can get all good qualities. Having good qualities is not my prerogative. It is not my speciality. Everybody is spirit soul, everybody can attain those spiritual qualities. Anybody who has not come to that spiritual platform, he may have to artificially cultivate humility, cultivate compassion, cultivate forgiveness, cultivate. That means you educate your mind. Once you come to spiritual platform, it is your nature, that the the spiritual nature is there. In spiritual nature, all these things, what is mentioned here, a spiritual person, he will preach. He cannot keep quiet. There is compassion. A spiritual person is not offended. A spiritual person becomes angry only when Vaishnavas are offended. A spiritual person becomes angry when Krishna is offended, because out of natural love for Krishna and Vaishnavas, you insult him, he doesn't mind. You know, this is my karma. I have insulted somebody sometime in my past. Now, maybe I am not at fault, but this is the result of a previous fault. So, when we say Brahmin, when we say devotee, all these are qualifications. To the degree you are spiritually advanced, that means more than knowledge, it is realization. That's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj accepted Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was a very, very advanced, learned person. Nobody can debate with him, because he is moving encyclopedia. But he accepted a Guru Maharaj who was not literate. It's not that he will give big discourses on Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, on spirituality. Then how? He is recognized an advanced role, because he is not analyzing books in a very wonderful way. Now he is rooted in the conclusions. He is realized in the conclusions. Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he was realized that I am spirit soul, and it is all spiritual behavior. He is very attracted to Krishna. He is on a spontaneous platform, natural love for Krishna. We don't have that natural love for Krishna, we have conditional love. Like Ganesh is saying, Sekhar left because the water is not good. What, he has come here to from Anantapur for water or what? That is his life, that is his mood. Where I will find water, there I will practice bhakti. If water is not good, I will not practice bhakti there. Maybe the people are bhaktas there, but I don't want to be there. That is nonsense. He is just a water man, not a devoted man. So, like Prabhupada and others, they were taking risk for anything. They were going anywhere, anything. They were naturally attracted to Krishna. They were not seeing this is austere life, this is tough life, the air conditions are not good. No, Prabhupada has fallen in love with Krishna. Wherever there is opportunity to preach, he is ready to go. Not that they have a nice place to stay there, then I will go there. That is our love for Krishna. That means first we are our bhaktas, we love ourselves. Then we think we'll see if we can love Krishna. So that is called prakrita bhakti. But one is attached to Guru, one is attached to holy name. He is only looking for preaching opportunities. Wherever there is a preaching opportunity, because you are able to save some conditioned souls. So they said advanced in spiritual consciousness. That if he really If we need something, we have faith that Krishna will arrange. If you are devotees, I don't know what is good for me, what is not good for me. I don't know why I'm getting disease, illness. We think this, that. Even doctors don't understand. No doctor understands because this karma. By karmas, we may try this and that because we have to do something. But actually, these are not the reasons for our illness. Our illness is because we are meant to suffer. Either you suffer from this or you suffer from that, but some time of suffering has to go on. When that suffering is over, I observed many times, you get some mouth sores, chale. And I was thinking, what is the vitamin C? Is that even after all that still it is there for some days. So, then if it is a vitamin C, immediately it should stop. And you begin to take, but it doesn't. Go on. And it will be gone by itself in 3-4 days. People say many things, doctors. Doctors are business people. They are medical business people. They know or not, they need money, that's all. That is business. So we should not be too much on a mental trip by the doctors. They will tell all things because they don't admit their foolishness. They don't admit their ignorance. They are ignorant because they don't have spiritual knowledge. So, a spiritually advanced person, you understand that whatever you may do, illness is the seat of the body. Illness is the natural thing for the body. Body means illness. Something until you die. So who will become peaceful? One who is on bodily platform, how is going to be peaceful? Always worried. This, that. You give up body consciousness, then you are peaceful. So I was trying to tell you the story of a conditioned soul and a liberated person, which is told by our many acharyas. Is one time a tiger gave birth to a cub. Unfortunately, the mother died. Probably some delivery problems, parturition problems. The tiger died. So the little cub was left for itself. And then, because the big tiger was not there, the shepherd, he brought the tiger with the sheep. Because in the infant stage, all animals, they look innocent and beautiful, chubby. Everybody likes, even piglets, even the puppies. So cub of the tiger, he started staying with the sheep because there was no association. there is no proper association. This tiger, it is also eating, munching grass and living harmlessly with the sheep. Sheep and tiger nicely playing together, eating grass. That there is no scope for tiger to come out with its qualities, being with the sheep. Just like all of us, we are all spirit souls, but we are all with conditioned people. So we also develop that kind of conditioning. Man, woman, bodily, this need, that need. We watch everybody wanting this, that. We also think we need that and this. I want to be BTEC. I want to have a job. Things like that. And I am ill. I am old. People in all kinds of bodily conceptions. So this tiger was very harmless, eating grass and playing with the other sheep. It went on for a few months. One time, a tiger from the jungle, it came to the outskirts of this village, and by its ferocious nature, so it made loud sound. Tiger sound. And then, because this is already there in the blood of this tiger, child tiger, when it heard, immediately, it also. Then all the sheep, they started running here and there. They said, this is not our friend, or this is not, this is our deadly enemy. It will eat us. The tiger will eat the goat. So, the nature came out. Similarly, we are all conditioned. But when you associate with saintly people like that, Prabhupada, when you associate with people like Vaishnavas, then you will realize what a fool I am. I am singly thinking, you know, I am this, I am that, and all little things bugging us, hurting us, our egos, our things. No magnanimity, no broad-mindedness, always bickering, fighting, silly things. That is not spiritual behavior. Spiritual people are very magnanimous, very broad-minded. They tolerate the nonsense people, petty people, all right, these people, let them take time to grow. Let them chant for some more time, they will be all right. He doesn't pick up quarrels and fights and all that. Whoever thinks he is spiritually advanced, it is not by your domination, it is by your behavior. That's what it is said here. A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness. So it is not your saffron clothes that will make you a sannyasi. It is not your danda that will make you a sannyasi. It is your consciousness. If you are Krishna conscious, not just spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness, I am not the body, I am Atma, I am not the body, I am Atma. Go on troubling yourself. But you be practically engaged in Krishna Seva, 24 hours in Krishna Seva, immediately all these silly things will go away. Because Krishna will educate you from within. Whoever is remembering Krishna, not forgetting Krishna, that's why Prabhupada said, A Krishna devotee cannot be a fool. A Krishna devotee cannot misbehave. He cannot be ignorant, he cannot misbehave. Obvious by his spiritual characteristics. If a spiritual advanced, how can you be foolish at the same time? Spiritual advanced means you are full of knowledge. If you are spiritually advanced, then you will not have the ego problems, you will not have the petty problems, because you are not on bodily platform. Only in bodily platform all these things, clashes will come. So, another example is also given. There was one cunning fox. One time the cunning fox, it fell in Dobhi's blue water. It became blue. The whole body became blue. And it came out. All body became dead. But what did the fox begin to tell? The fox began to tell, I am a special breed. You are all very low class people. They said, yeah, we have not seen any fox like that. So it came and told everybody, yeah, I am angelic. So you should all listen to me. And then they thought, yeah, it is true. We never saw a fox like that. So this is looking like us. But it is not sleek animal like that. It's a very, pious. So they all accepted. They were all serving that fox. They were all accepted the leadership of this fox. And silently, this fox is finishing up eating and outside with his blue body. And then one time, the fox, they started something howling. And then because this is the nature of the fox, although it is claiming to be special, but when they are starting, it also started. Then there is like, this is a bogus. This is not any divine or any, this is not any angelic or anything. And they all jump out. You are cheating as in your expert. They all pounce. All of them, they kill that blue fox. So it is not just really anything angelic or anything about that. That means everything by qualification. Krishna consciousness means don't recognize people by clothes. Don't recognize people by their ashram. Oh, this is a grihastha, fallen, what nonsense they are. I am a brahmachari, you know. Not considered all that. Everything by qualification. So here the qualifications are mentioned. Is a peaceful not, peaceful means he is not disturbed for his reasons. You may neglect him, you may insult him, but he is not bothered. But he is only after Krishna. He cannot tolerate Krishna being blasphemed. One time I was in the train and there was a Mayavadi. And he is preaching. And I was listening there. I was sitting across the... He is preaching nonsense. He is talking Mayavada. This, that, you are God. What is this worshipping the Murti and all that. All things. Completely. Then I could not go on listening. I started arguing, shouting. And I became emotional. Why are you saying this thing? Swami, you are a Swami, why you are upset? He is talking his things, if you want to talk something. Because I cannot jump off the train, you know. I cannot jump off the train to stop listening to the nonsense. And I can't go on listening also. And then I started standing up and shouting. Then said, what kind of sannyasi are you? You are becoming so upset, angry and all that. I said, yeah, this is my business. When Krishna is being attacked, how can you keep quiet? That man may be learned. Sometimes you meet people. We met one IAS officer who has become a Mayavadi. Right? He is an IAS. He left. He was Saffron Plus, so people, RSS, BJP, they all support him. IAS becoming a sadhu. So everybody, okay, he was an officer before. And then he had an ashram, J.K. Hussain Nagar. And then he came to see ISKCON. And he invited us. For them, the kirtan and things are like time pass. Chalo, the people are simple people, let us invite ISKCON Swamis. And then they will have kirtan and I will preach my Mayavada. But we are not fools to sit under him and we do kirtan like fools and you will talk his nonsense and his IAS. He knows a lot of Sanskrit verses. He is a learned man. But we had a fight, me and Rajasekhar. We may not be quoting so many things, but we started talking very this thing, not agreeing whatever he's trying to say. And then we stood up and left the place. So devotees, whoever is chanting Hare Krishna, they may be simple people, not educated. They may be simple people, but immediately we should appreciate, because they have faith in the holy name. That is important. Your B.Tech is not important. Your Sanskrit knowledge is not important. Your faith in the holy name is important. That means you know the way for self-realization. That's how Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. He knows that my son is very learned, Bhakti Siddhanta. So if he has to become humble, he should go to accept a guru who has complete absorption in the holy name. That means more than scholarship, your attachment to the holy name is important. The more you are attached to the holy name, the more advanced you are. The more advanced you are, the more you will become attached to the holy name. All of that's yesterday also we are reading. You should not unnecessarily read too many books. Bhagavatam saying. You should not read too many books or give discourses as a means of livelihood. Try to, don't give lectures to impress people. You give lectures to bring them to spirit. That's why Prabhupada's lectures are very effective. Because Prabhupada is not trying to show off. See, I am so learned. Prabhupada was learned. But he was not trying to show his learning. Depending on the audience, Prabhupada was speaking the way they can digest. Simple things, I am not the body, I am Atma. Simple thing, the Atma is part and parcel of Krishna. If you serve Krishna, you can get out of Maya. If you don't serve Krishna, you will be in Maya in some form, less or more. Because you have not found your constitutional position. So, the point in today's Bhagavatam class is that the symbols of sannyasi danda and kamandalu. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God. That means he is the ideal most sannyasi. So God is completely spiritual, you know. And God is playing the role of a sannyasi. Even as a grihastha, he is a spiritual person. Is that right? Okay, he is God. He has no material, it's not that time. He is playing the role. A spiritual person, that's why a grihastha may be spiritual. As a grihastha, he may be playing the role. He will bow down to the sannyasi, he will serve the sannyasi, he will listen to the sannyasi. Not that he is a fool, he also knows. But because etiquette. So sannyasi should not think, you know, these are all fools. I am a sannyasi. You know, you people are very humble people. They are very devoted to their seva. So you will see that they are very nicely situated in spiritual life. He will also deal with them in an affectionate way and a respectful way, because he sees their advancement. So they are called, like when Narad was visiting Dwarka. Narad was visiting Dwarka, and Krishna was getting up from his seat, bowing down to Narada and washing the feet of Narada. Do you think Narada is a fool? He doesn't understand who is Krishna. No. Just according to social order. But otherwise Narada was feeling very bad, very embarrassed. So Krishna was playing the role of a grihastha, ideal grihastha. So perfectly playing the role of a grihastha. So Narada was thinking, my dear Lord, whatever seva you give me, I will accept. Now you are putting me as a higher order person, sannyasi, and as a grihastha you are washing my feet. What can I do? If this will please you, if this will please you, I will accept the service. So the point is, a spiritual person very expertly he will play his social role. He knows that actually he has nothing to do with all these social roles. That's why Prabhupada was a Uttam Bhagavata. Prabhupada was a Bhagavata of first class order. But he came down to Madhyamadhikari. And he is preaching. That's why he was expert. He is not a Madhyamadhikari, but he was Uttamadhikari. Taking the role of a playing the role of a Madhyamadhikari. So expertly he is recognizing envious people, innocent people, non-devotees, and dealing with them accordingly. And everybody was influenced by Prabhupada. So the message here is everything by qualification. We should not, Vaishnavas, they don't take things for granted. Whenever they are meeting some people, somebody may not be initiated. But he is a humble, gentle person. That means he is spiritually advanced person. Otherwise, why he is humble? And he needs a little finishing touch, that he will do that. Similarly, sometimes people may be there in ISKCON for 20 years, somebody may be there only for 2 years, but the 2 year guy may be advanced person, possible. Because he is serious. The 20-year guy is not serious about spiritual life. He is still trying to find nice food, nice this, nice that. Still he is not disgusted. Still he is not saturated with material pleasures. So he's taking time, he's going slow. The other guy may be really serious. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Grihastha, he was trying to preach, and many of the so-called Brahmins, many so-called sannyasis, they were not taking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. They think this is the Grihastha, how is he to tell us? So they are making offenses. Then what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? No, no. I came to save these people, but because they don't recognize me, and they are making offenses and they are ditching their lives. Let me take sannyas. At least in those days, whenever somebody has taken sannyas, he is in the last order. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, sannyas. So everybody, because in those days dharma was still, more or less it is there. So whenever somebody is sannyasi, people don't offend him. People don't criticize him. People actively respect him, sannyasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, no, I came to preach because of my gross ashram. People are not able to understand my stature, my position. So let me take sannyas. That way people respect and they are respecting Krishna, they are respecting God. Plus, they will listen to me. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. And within the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is behaving like an ideal sannyasi. But everybody knows that this is not sannyasi, this is God. And Nityananda Prabhu, he broke the sannyas, danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he broke it today. Very big offense. The danda is considered like Vishnu. But he said, what is this? You are the supreme personality of Godhead. What is this sannyas, danda and all this? So, let me go see. So, the point is, danda and kamandalu, minimum possessions, little bower, just to beg, that is kamandalu. Danda, danda means attached to Krishna, no attachment to anybody, that is a sannyasi. Sannyasi, although he gives affection, he takes responsibilities and all that, but internally, because this is all for preaching Krishna consciousness, but otherwise he is not attached to anything, he is attached to only the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. A sannyasi is simply attached to the holy names and he plays different roles, whatever is required in order to push on. Now, Prabhupada was playing the role of a manager, Prabhupada was playing the role of a temple president, Prabhupada was playing the role of a guru, he was doing many things. But actually, Prabhupada is not any of such things. He is a pure devotee of the Lord. He is a purely a spiritual being. A pure devotee of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.